Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Hello, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, the 5th of July. We'll give you some details coming up. Central Coast Kids in Need have got a charity race day coming up.
They do, and you've been dumped.
Yeah, why? Lorraine from Central Coast Kids in Need and I are over. Capital O, we'll be finding out. Also, oh, Tony Jones from Channel 9.
I love Tony.
About the tennis.
Yeah, he's all over it.
Yeah, Nick Kyrgios.
The word on will he or will he not get there.
Yeah, he's through to the quarters. And as well as that, Trevi Long, our tech expert from EFTM.com.au. And my new job. Ha, ha, ha.
Very funny. You are made for this.
Very funny, Palmer boy. Very funny.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
It is time to talk tennis. And if you haven't heard this morning, Nick Kyrgios has put together perhaps the most mature performance of his career, overcoming a nagging shoulder injury and a future star to book a ticket to the Wimbledon quarterfinals. Here's the last ball of the set.
Wouldn't Wimbledon be perving their pants wondering which Kyrgios is turning up to the quarters?
I think he's good for the game.
Oh, you reckon he's good
to
for
find
it.
Out more, we're crossing live to Wimbledon. We've got Tony Jones. You see TJ with Channel 9. He's with us this morning. G'day, Tony.
Hey, guys. How are you going? It's a very good point you make there about which Nick, because it took me, I don't know, all of 8 or 10 years, but I've worked it out. He's a twin. There's actually identical twins, and there's good Nick and bad Nick, and quite clearly they take it in turns here at Wimbledon as to who's going to turn up. So come the quarterfinal, evil Nick is back.
Yeah, quite possibly.
A lot of discussion has been going on about Nick Kyrgios. Do you think it's good for the game?
Yeah, I do. And if you had asked me that 12 months ago, I wouldn't have said that. But after him and Tanasi Kokkinakis set the world on fire at the Australian Open, you realise then that they're bringing just a whole new set of eyes to the sport. And I've got to say, around here at Wimbledon, he is loved. I'm not joking. Young and old, even, you know, the sort of the stuffy brigade that you might think is stuffy, they like him. They really do. And some of them frown upon his language, but for the most part, they find him extremely entertaining. And, you know, that's why I guess there would have been some people who walked out of Centre Court today a little disappointed because there were none of the theatrics. It was just great tennis by two great players.
Actually, yeah. Tony, I saw your report last night on Channel 9, and when you did speak to the crowd, and as you said, a lot of them, they're thumbs up Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, just by chance, I was speaking with one of the directors from Wimbledon who was saying that during that match when Nick was playing Stefanos Tsitsipas, that they were over at centre court, the directors watching Rafael Nadal, but once word had got through that something pretty special and dramatic was happening on court one, they hightailed it over there to go and watch Nick Kyrgios, you know. And now he's finally jagged it onto centre court. So I don't know whether it was the whole centre court feel that made him behave himself today. I suspect it was more Nakashima, who played a brilliant brand of tennis from the get-go, and Kyrgios just couldn't allow himself to be distracted. He really had to dig deep because he said he wasn't playing well, and it all eventually became above the shoulders for him. Yeah. And who would have thought that Nick would actually win the battle of the minds?
Well, it was bad luck for anyone watching Channel 9 wanting to see the end of the Diminor match because he had two match points. They crossed from a match point of an Australian at Wimbledon to Kyrgios serving his third set. Did that seem strange to you? And we didn't get to watch it on the backup channels at 9 either.
Oh, hang on. What do you want me to say here? Oh, are you serious? Did Channel 9 do that? I'm over here. I was probably on my third Tim's at that stage. I wouldn't have known what was on. But,
mate, can Kyrgios go through?
Yes, absolutely he can. He can go through. Whether he can go all the way or not remains to be seen. So he's got Christian Garin next. He's the guy that you say you didn't see beat Alex Diminor. I think he'll account for him. In fact, I'm positive he'll account for him. And then he faces Rafael Nadal, which, you know, you would think to yourself, well, that's going to be hard for him. But he's capable of it. There is no doubt about that. He's capable. And then presumably, if it all goes according to script, then he'll meet Novak Djokovic in the final. And who knows what will happen then. But most definitely, he can go all the way. Definitely.
Tough one. A couple of tough seeds there for Kyrgios.
A few big speed humps.
He's not, but he But he's not fearful of anything or anyone. He honestly isn't. He's so has so much self-belief in his game and his ability that he doesn't care. He doesn't care who he comes across next. And certainly Rafael Nadal, he's accounted for him in the past. I think it was here on his way to the quarters some 8 or 10 years ago. And Novak Djokovic, what will be, but at the moment he doesn't fear anybody.
Do you reckon, Tony, that Kyrgios is going to really, he's already rubbing off on like the under-13s, and if you're a tennis coach at the moment, coaching an under-13 style, you'd be worried about what Kyrgios is doing to tennis players coming through?
Well, I think what you would do if you were a coach of a young person coming through is only allow them watch every second game. just watch the good ones, all right? Don't worry about the Tsitsipas one. Erase that VCR or VHS.
Do you reckon he was a bully? The tits said that he was a bully. Do you reckon he was a bully? I don't know whether you, how can you be a bully when you're playing a competitive sport?
Well, I think, yeah, it was an odd thing to say from Tsitsipas, who we should keep in mind, actually bullied Nick Kyrgios in that match because he targeted him twice by hitting the ball into his body. So, you know, he also said that Nick Kyrgios was probably a bully at school. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth because it's been well documented by Nick over the journey that he was the bully. He was the one being bullied at school because he was carrying a fair bit of weight. He didn't fit in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he sort of pulled the wrong rein there. Look, I'm not being an apologist for Nick Kyrgios. It sounds like I am. Because I've been one of his greatest critics over the journey. But I think he is genuinely trying to pull his head in. And he really opened up at the media conference today by saying that, you know, he's coming back from those dark places where he's been. He's not going to join the tennis circuit per se on a full-time basis because he just doesn't like traveling. He's madly in love with his girlfriend now. He's got a great support team around him, and he's just going out there doing his thing, and what will be, will be. He says he's not even thinking about winning the whole box and dice because he's just literally taking it each game as it comes.
TJ, can we speak to you with the quarterfinals coming up throughout that up to the finals? Is that sweet, mate?
Well, I'll have to check with my people.
Yes,
that's
I remember we'll send the box of chocolates to you. We'll send the box of chocolates to you. All right.
Tony. Yeah, no, that's fine. Only on the proviso you don't bag the programming again.
And, then we'll be fine. I was going to say, it'll be the last time I criticise Channel 9.
Yeah, good
ever.
On you. Good on you, Rob Palmer.
Come on, they're friends of mine.
Tony Jones, Channel 9. We can see him on the news tonight and across the day on 9 and NBM in Newcastle. Thanks for joining us this morning, Tane.
See you guys. Talk
see you,
again.
Mate. Bye. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Well, we want to speak to Lorraine. Oh, my, how would you say? Lorraine and I go way back. Lorraine, don't we, from Central Coast Kids in Need?
Oh, yes, darling, we certainly do.
Don't we, darling?
Oh, you're on Darling.
Yes, we're on.
I read your article in the Over 50s on the Coast magazine yesterday.
Oh, really?
Well done.
Well, we didn't write it.
Well done for getting in the magazine.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Thanks,
darling,
Lorraine.
Central Coast Kids in Need, we have been great supporters. You and Rhonda, your sister, have been doing great things. And Central Coast Kids in Need, if you don't know what they do, they help and have helped out over the years so many Central Coast families with sick kids. And if the kids have to go to hospital in Newcastle or Sydney, you guys support and give funding to these families.
Costs for accommodation, travel, specialised medical equipment, all sorts of things that you come to the party to try and help with.
You should have got an honour in the Queen's Honours list. That's what you and Rhonda should have, Lorraine.
Correct.
Seriously?
Our honours and awards are the kids and families that we help. We don't need any of that other BS.
Yeah, I know.
Lorraine, you're going to make me cry. Over 15 years, you have provided $3.76 million to 2,983 Central Coast families.
And no, I've got an update on that one.
Oh, go on, please.
Yeah, 18 years, we've spent $4.13 million and we've helped 3,573 families.
See. I'm going to organise that you get some award, Lorraine, you and Rhonda. You're bloody brilliant. Now, the Central Coast Kids
Even
in Need.
He has to make it himself.
I'll make it.
Well, that'll be special.
Yeah.
Darling, come on. Ever since we had that blue, you've gone against me. But, darling, you've got a Kids in Need charity race day, and it's this Saturday.
Yeah, if the weather gods are good to us, yes. This will be our first fundraiser since 2019.
You're joking.
And, Yeah, because of COVID, and this race day we've had to postpone already twice because of COVID. And it's going to be at Wyong Race Club. Our VIP event in the pavilion is sold out, but there's still general entry and other options available on the Wyong Race Club website. It's a family day. They've got face painting, pony ride, a DJ on the lawn, jumping castles for the kids, and food truck alley.
Oh, that's a party day. Whether you like racing or not, you go down with the family. That's your day out. And, you can get into the general admission on the lawn area. It's only $10 for admission.
That's correct. And kids are free.
Oh, look out.
And all those activities for kids are free.
I'm finding there's been some sort of love shown towards Rob today, Lorraine, just saying.
Don't tell him about us.
Other exciting thing that's happening. Now, Paddy, don't get jealous.
All right, I won't.
He's going to finish this phone call. He's going to start singing Blame It on Lorraine.
Yeah.
We have something else exciting happening this week. On Thursday, the 7th of July, that's Life magazine, hits the newsstand, and Rhonda and I feature as Volunteer of the Week for the work that we do with Central Coast Kids in Need.
Oh, well done, because you girls have already, as we spoke to, on the project, and so you're in That's Life magazine as well.
Yeah, this was picked up from the project. Oh. It's all eventuated from that. On the project.
These two sisters, Lorraine and Rhonda, and the work they do for Central Coast Kids in Need. So if you can help
out.
And your team, I know.
Oh, indeed.
Raising funds and awareness for sick kids on the coast. They've got the charity race day this coming Saturday. If you can rock up the charity luncheon in the pavilion, that's been sold out. But there are other options available.
Yeah. And maybe we could double date, Lorraine. I'll take you and Paddy can come and join Rhonda.
Yes, if Rhonda's...
Paddy wouldn't pay the $10 admission.
How do you know him so well?
Lorraine, I tell you...
Tell Lorraine I'm not talking to her.
I'm only talking to Rhonda.
Oh, my. We're live on air, Lorraine.
Lorraine, hats off to you. Please help out Central Coast Kids in Need. And maybe one day our relationship will be rekindled.
Don't hold your breath.
We're over.
Touché.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Hey, very soon we've got Trevor Long, our tech expert. But before that, hey, Chris, you want a question for Trevi? What was the question for Trev you wanted to ask?
Yeah, mate. Hey, the Trevor, the question for Trevor was, with these electric cars and, obviously they cost a fair amount, around that 70 grand, but how much does it cost to actually charge them when you go to a charging bay?
Okay, charging for electric cars at a charging port. Chris, well, we will ask Trevor right now. Thanks for your inquiry, mate. And we have got Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. Good morning, Trev.
Trevor.
I'm here for you, Paddy, Rob, and Chris.
Thank you.
You don't know how
warm that feels.
Trevor, how much does it cost? You buy an electric car, you park at one of those ports to charge. Yep. What does it cost?
So they charge around 40 cents per kilowatt hour, which means nothing to anyone. What I did once was I kind of calculated against a petrol car, and I worked it out to be about a third of the cost of a petrol car to fill up. So if you're at 0 or 20% and you fill up your petrol car, it's going to cost you, let's say it's $130. For an electric car, it's probably going to cost you $30 or $40. I've driven Melbourne to Sydney. I drove a Porsche Taycan, and it was the kind of car that you're really chewing through that battery. I never paid more than $20 to fill. But you've got to remember also with an electric car, you rarely fill from 0 to 100. You often just top up little bits and pieces. So, yeah, my rough estimate is it's about a third of the cost of a petrol car.
Right. And is that similar to what you would pay if you were charging in your garage?
Yeah, look, depends on how you do it. And again, this is the, a lot of people are smarter with their money than others. But, if you're smart, you'll charge with the off-peak electricity, and that'll obviously be heaps cheaper, and that could bring that price down even further. And if you're even smarter, you'll invest in solar and batteries and all those things so that you're essentially not paying at all. So this is the future, is playing around with energy so that you're using energy where you need it, when you need it, from sources that that are needed at that point in time. But it's still remarkably cheaper. Plus, there's no huge ongoing cost of electric car too, because they don't need as much servicing. So there's less moving parts. So the ongoing life of the car, you're paying a lot less.
Trevi, are you finding more charging stations are appearing now?
Oh, very much so. You know, you had a huge network of them built out originally with Tesla, and then the ChargeFox network was built out, and that's pretty comprehensive across the East Coast. And that's just been bought by the NRMA, by the way, so they now own the ChargeFox network. And you're finding the governments are incentivizing those kind of companies to build these things every 150 Ks. So pretty much every road you drive, there will be charging networks. The big missing piece going forward is people who live in apartments and don't have off-street parking, where are they going to charge? And there'll be community charging that'll be created. And there'll also be chargers that will be put into petrol stations, I've got no doubt. So there's a lot of different things going to come. This is a slow run. This is not an overnight change.
Yeah, if you believe doomsdays, power prices are going to double, and then all of a sudden it'll cost twice as much to fill your car.
You know, but petrol prices have almost doubled. So, yeah, you know, it's the same with all energy. It's not really an electric car problem. It's an energy problem.
Yeah.
And, Trevi, now I hear that Woolworths and Aldi Mobile, you can get 5G on the Telstra network. What does it cost? Is it worth it?
Look, I would always argue it's not worth it, because I don't think it's worth paying more for 5G. But if you're someone who has a 5G phone and you do use those low-cost carriers, finally, Aldi and Woolworths Mobile have got the 5G. They're offering it on their top-tier plan. So with Aldi, it's $65 a month for 60 gigabytes of data. With Woolworths, it's $59 a month. So, look, high-end plans, but a lot of people want that extra speed with 5G. Personally, I'd say save your dollars and pay less, because there's good value in those, you know, $30 and $40 price range just without the 5G.
Yeah. Now, look, I've got something coming up. The school holidays are here. I haven't gotten on a computer game and driven since Sega Rally, or maybe Mario Kart, but that doesn't really count. The F1 have done something.
Mate, F1 2022 is out now. I've got to tell you, this is just such a great simulation. It's such a great graphics of you can have a race and people will watch a replay and wonder whether it's the real thing or whether it's a computer game. It's stunning. Wow. The new cars this year look great. They drive great. The new tracks, Melbourne's already been changed. So it's a great game. I've been playing it for the last couple of weeks. So if you're a rev head and you've got an Xbox, PlayStation or PC, F1 2022 out now. Well worth a look.
Oh, can I team up with my 16-year-old and bond over this and race together?
You'll end up doing what I did and sitting on the couch and watching them play, because they're better than you and I don't want to be okay. So I've become team manager. I now tell him when to pit and what his strategy should be. I've retired from racing.
Mate, I hope they don't. Did you see that crash at Sunday's British Grand Prix?
Are you kidding me? It was the most unbelievable Grand Prix in total, but that crash was phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing that he survived.
And as someone survived. Who watched
Imola in 1994 with Ayrton Senna, I'm just blown away that he survived that crash.
Unbelievable. Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. Thank you, mate. We saw you on Channel 9 on Friday, and you are looking more gorgeous than ever. Just letting you know.
Ravishing. I'll be on again in a half an hour. Goodbye.
Okay. You bye.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Why are you deflecting and chewing up time here?
Because I'm just saying because it's so wet and he wants to protect his toupee, so he's got one of the... I love those.
Swim cat.
Yeah, no.
The umbrella hat.
The umbrella hat. Haven't you seen? It's a hat, but it's an umbrella.
They don't work.
Yes, they do. Ask Mickey D. Yes, they do.
They don't.
Okay.
Look, I've got something for you. Australia's favourite confectionery brand has put out a call to Aussies who have a sweet tooth, and I thought of you.
Thank you.
Because you love lollies.
Yes, I do.
So, now, what they need...
Yep.
They need lolly testers.
That's me. Hands up right away.
You need to apply as soon as possible because applications for the dream gig close
Which company?
On Friday, July the 8th.
Oh, that's this Friday.
Alan's Lollies.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
My favourite, snakes, that's raspberries.
Right. You don't get paid in dollars for this. You get paid in lollies.
All the lollies you can eat.
Go for
it. Strawberry and cream.
You must be over 18, so mums and dads, there you go. That's your get-out-of-jail card.
Yeah.
Kids, you cannot do this until you're 18 and pay for your own dentist bill.
Yeah.
But I've decided with Chloe, our producer, to apply for this job for you. I've put together a little...
You have? You've got...
Little, yeah, Paddy
you've already
Gerard.
Submitted my...
We have. Professional summary. I've got this because it's a resume for you that we sent to Alan's. Professional summary, energetic performer skilled in diverse dance styles and choreography. Excellent aptitude for learning and new routines. So
and coordinating practices.
Now, your skills include party planning, ensuring guest safety, which is good, important. Live audience entertainment, I thought I'd tick that box for you.
Well done.
Guest interaction,
yeah.
Cash handling,
yeah.
And constructive feedback. You love constructive feedback.
Because I love.
I know
you
that.
Know, and you know what? I take it on board.
Yeah.
You know that.
Well, your work history, you've worked as a party princess on the Central Coast since 1989. And you gave fans positive experiences and good memories by staying in character throughout events. You kept optimal physical conditioning to handle long periods of standing.
Is this what you did
and wearing
on the weekend? You're an idiot.
Pieces. You've also won Employee of the Month for Smell Better for Less at Cessnock. It was back in the 80s. And you have been a fry chef at a strip club, but that's not really important.
Oh, what did
hobbies,
you say?
Hobbies include karate, whinging... And laughing at your own jokes.
Complaining. Karate purple
so
belt.
We've sent that
the
off.
Krusty crab. You've got me as a clown entertainer. Clowns are people too.
Hey, but, you know, all this is true.
The burger chef at Krusty Krab in Gosford.
Yeah.
And you've got, then I've got, thank you for submitting your interest in being an Alan's
this is
taste
from,
tester.
This is from Alan's. We sent it in. They've sent us an email back.
That is funny.
Selected taste tester will be notified via email in the coming month. That's for you, Paddy.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny.
So you let us know.
Hang on.
I'd like.
Hang on. You got the owner operator of Smell Better for Less with Exotic Oils from 1967 to 1981.
Dates aren't important. I never look at the dates.
And you got the burger chef, the Krusty Krab, 1957 to 1960.
Oh, so you're not happy with the resume? Okay, look. What I need from the Central Coast, I need some help with Paddy's resume. 1-3-3-5-3. What should we put on Paddy's resume? If he was applying for a lolly tasting job with Alan's, what should we suggest is his strengths on the resume to get him the job?
You
guaranteed. 1-3-3-5-3 anytime.
We also need references.
References. Character reference. Where are you, Billy Mack?
I was wondering what you two were scheming up.
No, this is what do you mean?
Behind
scheming?
My back, unbelievable, you two. Don't
this
worry.
This is an opportunity.
You know who will give me a reference? Marty from Wyoming.
Oh, I'll bet he
Farty
would.
Farty Marty from Wyoming.
I bet he would. References for Paddy Gerard, 1-3-3-5-3.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
See, no one's interested in your stupid
thing.
What
are you talking
about?
The phone board's lit up.
We've got Brad
from
G'day,
Brad.
Hello,
from
Brad.
Good morning, boys, again. Mate, Paddy, I'll give you a good reference. I've got a mate who loves a joke. He attended a comedy night at Kilcare Surf Club. Right. You were the MC that night, and the comedian didn't even turn up.
When was that?
Oh, mate, it was years ago. It was before I had kids, and my eldest is about 22, so I reckon it was about 30 years ago,
Are
mate.
You sure?
Yep.
I haven't been here 30 years.
Brad's good at hanging on to a good story.
Anyway, my mate Slipper, and he doesn't lie, but he loves a joke, and he said, you said, I've got a good idea. How about everyone from the table gets up and tells a joke, and Slipper said it was the best night he's ever gone to, and he loves a comedy night, and he reckons that one was far better.
I don't think I've ever done a gig at this Kilcare Surf Club, and I haven't been here 30 years.
And he's modest. We'll add that to the resume. Modest.
For a lolly tester for Alan's.
I'm pretty sure some of the references that Rob made this morning wasn't dead set true either, Paddy, so just run with it, mate.
What makes you think that?
Thank you, Bradley.
Employee of the month, smell better for less.
Thank you, Brad. Yeah, and when do they announce when the lolly tester for Alan's will be selected?
Oh, later this month.
Oh, right.
I've also submitted you for some nude modelling.
Listen, Farmer, if you want to start,
see
you want
goes.
To start this, you know what? You might win the battle, but you won't win the war. I tell you, pal. I tell you.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Jai Apatia, he stunned the boxing world, producing a huge upset. To win the IBF Cruiserweight World Title fight on the Gold Coast on Saturday night, because Jai is from the Central Coast, and he was hit with an uppercut in the second round of the fight, cracked his jaw, so he fought the 12 rounds with a broken jaw.
Wow, that is incredible.
That is unbelievable. Well
He's
done, Jai.
He's the sort of guy that Allens might be interested in for their lolly tasting job that's going shortly. Paid in lollies, and we have applied for Paddy Gerard. We've got a resume including Employee of the Month at Smell Better for Less. I like that one.
Party princess.
You're very good as a party princess.
Owner operator. This is what they put in this resume for me for the lolly tester. Only owner operator. Smell better for less with exotic oils. That was in Cessnock. Mm. Don't worry, you two.
Your burger Chloe. Chef at the Krusty Krab in Gosford.
Yeah, and a clown entertainer.
Yeah.
Clowns are people too.
Clowns are people too.
Oh,
out of Narara. Yeah, and look, what we are missing though, because it's a wonderful resume, but what we are missing are references.
No, no references.
We asked for a couple of references.
And what it's funny, because there's also, Rob handed to me, thank you for submitting your interest in being an Allen's taste tester.
This is from Allen's, right?
Selected taste tester will be notified via email in the coming
months. And that's
month.
Not made up. That's Allen's has got back to us. 133353
Can I tell you, I would, because I love their strawberry and creams and their snakes and their ripe raspberries.
You've got to be impartial to all Allen's lollies. And
all
then
right.
You have
I love them all. Love them all.
Taste without bias.
We got Brettie from Erina. Good morning,
g'day, Brett.
Brett
from Erina.
Yeah, morning, fellas.
Yeah.
G'day.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Not bad. Not bad. What are you calling about?
I'm just calling to let you know that if you need a reference, mate, I'd be able to do you one.
Okay, write this down, Rob.
Okay,
write
I'm writing this down. What do we got, Brett?
Yeah, and I'm gonna jot down and put down in the reference that when you're a little kid, you're accidentally locked in a lolly shop inside a shopping centre, and by the time that you were rescued, all the shelves were empty.
Right, okay, write that
down. Very qualified.
See, there you go. And that's exactly the sort of enthusiasm that they're after at Allen's.
All right. Like that. That kid on Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, geez, he enjoyed a lolly, didn't he?
Augustus Gloop.
And
I'm going to jot down in a two, if the world was going to end and you only had $1 left, you would buy a pack of Lifesavers.
Done by Allen's, write that down.
Last dollar.
It'd be a pack of lollies and the world's going to end.
Not a bottle of water.
No, pack of Lifesavers. Brett, thank you for that. We'll put that down on the resume.
Thank you, Brett.
Mate, yeah, you're welcome, mate. Let me know if you need one.
Okay.
Roger ready? That. Thank you, Brett.
Hey, Isabel Leverett, she's got a local briefing coming up. And look...
you're going to get this job.
I think I will. Severe weather conditions are smashing the Central Coast today. We've got a lot of rain, huge amount of rain coming. We've had 240 mils already, a lot more, and prepare for dangerous flash flooding today. So if you can keep off the roads, please do, Robert.
If you don't get the lolly job, I've applied for something else. You'd be a safety boat coordinator in the Coolangatta Gold.
The safety boat.
Yeah, you love sitting out in boats and
course I do.
Water, don't
oh
you?
yeah, because I've seasickness. You seasickness and
you're
me.
The man. You're
I
the
am
man.
The one.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now, and you'll never miss an episode.